The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and thanks for joining us on It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I've been here every Saturday morning for the next hour talking about your health and wellness. I want to create a rewarding, vibrant, and healthy lifestyle for my listeners. And please feel free to give us a call this morning. I'm going to give you the phone number right at the start of this show because we're going to be talking a little bit about digestive issues. If you got heartburn, you got bloating, you got diarrhea, you got constipation. But I want my listeners to feel free. If you want to talk about something else, please feel free to call in. I'm here with you for the next hour. I want to take your calls, answer your questions about health, wellness, and anything that my listeners, you know, have concerns about. I'm here for you. So the number is 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968. And really, I focus on primary care here in Las Vegas. I also do anti-aging. I do hormone replacement. I do wellness care, preventative care. Yes, I treat high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, fatigue, sleep problems. But when you come into my practice, what I do is I add a little bit of preventative and wellness. So if you got a few extra pounds, 5 to 10 pounds on, you can't lose that weight, guess what happens? You go to traditional primary care, internal medicine, and other doctors, and you get put on blood pressure pills, you get put on cholesterol pills, you get put on all these medications, which all have a reaction. And I want to keep you on the least amount of medication that you can be on so that you can strive to have the healthiest lifestyle that you can. And listeners, it's not hard. We help you. We give you lifestyle changes that work for you, work for your lifestyle, work for your schedule, work for your age, you know, disabilities. If you got joint pain, you got muscle pain, there's things that you can do besides, you know, sitting at home, being inactive, which then causes depression and other health problems. So please feel free to check me out at my website. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. I want to give you my office phone number too. It's 702-731-1200. I want to spend a little bit of time this morning talking about something that is a multi-million dollar business. And that's people taking antacids, taking proton inhibitors, people that have heartburn, you got bloating, you got gas pain, got diarrhea, got constipation, and it's not normal. So I really want to look at the preventative wellness side of this. Granted, if you have these problems, putting you on something temporary may be the solution until you really find out what is causing the problem. You don't want to be taking these things for a long term. It causes a lot of side effects, a lot of health side effects. And please, listeners, don't think that if you go over the counter and you buy an antacid, you're buying Maalox, buying Tums, or all these other products, that they don't have side effects. That doesn't mean just because it's over the counter, it doesn't have side effects or can have negative health problems. Over half of adults nowadays are using some type of antacid to control heartburn, bloating, gas pain, diarrhea, constipation. And our colon is about 9 meters long. So it starts at your mouth, goes all the way down to the rectum, and it's a huge organ in the body. What it does is it releases hormones that secrete to promote digestion. So what happens is you take an antacid and it decreases your hydrochloric acid, which is the acid that helps you digest food. What then happens is your parietal cells respond to make more acid so that it can digest this food. If you're unable to digest your food because you're taking so many antacids or medications to control these symptoms, you get constipation, you get bloating, you get gas pain, you get diarrhea. And listeners, 77% of adults will use antacids or some type of medication to control these type of symptoms. So what happens is the cells get tired and they stop producing the acid that is used for digestion. So the more you take them, it almost causes this rebound effect Then the body will start producing more acid and the medications stop working. So you find that you're taking Protonix, Nexium, Prevacid. Then you're taking something over the counter in between these medications to control your symptoms so that you can get relief. Now, I understand that you need relief of these symptoms, but you got to find the problem that it's causing. So it's not normal to have these type of symptoms. And this is where we tend to take a different approach. So you come in, you have heartburn, you have gas pain, you have diarrhea, constipation. Oftentimes my patients will come in and say, I've been diagnosed with irritable bowel. I have chronic constipation. I'm taking multiple medications. But why do I have to take these medications? And that's where we kind of come from the root of it. And there's really some simple things out there that my listeners can really benefit from that can take your medications down to very minimum, make it short-term use, and get off the medications that are mixing with other things that you're taking to control your symptoms. You know, and heavy use of them, what it does is it creates an unbalanced intestinal flora. So that causes more problems in the digestive tract. It creates this alkaline environment in your intestine, which, listeners, what happens is the acids in your stomach are basically the immune system of your digestive tract. It helps create an environment that when you eat the foods that have bacteria, viruses, fungi on it, it destroys that so that you don't get sick. So it protects you and it kills the fungus, the bacteria, and those things that we're ingesting on our foods that we eat. So what happens is it decreases the immune system. And a lot of people that are taking chronic antacids, what happens is they have a decrease in this immune system. They're more likely to get food poisoning, even parasites, GI diseases, peptic ulcer disease, and these other diverticuli in the colon. So I know a lot of you out there have probably gone to your doctors, you've been diagnosed with it, and I want you to realize that there is treatment out there that we can use and minimize getting the symptoms that you have. So taking these prescription medications, what it does is a lot of the proton inhibitors, it also decreases the pH of the stomach. So now you're going to be more prone to getting illness, the flu, viruses, allergies. You have a decrease in your digestive tract, so you're going to get constipation. And then as we get older, what happens is you already have a decrease in these enzymes in the digestive tract to break down your food. So as we get older, that's why people get constipation, is because you lose the enzymes that you need to decrease in digestion. And then we add an antacid to it, a proton pump inhibitor, like Prevacid, Prilosec, Protonix. There's a million of them out there. And then it increases your symptoms of constipation and you get a decrease in absorption of your vitamins. You become vitamin deficient. Then you get symptoms like fatigue, irritability. What about sleep problems? It could be all coming from the digestive tract that's in chronic inflammation. And that's really what's happening. You're getting this overproduction of digestive enzymes. It creates an inflammation in the stomach. And then you're taking antacids to cure it. And then multiple other medications that maybe even the antacid that you're taking is causing. Irritable bowel syndrome. You get diarrhea, you get constipation, you get diarrhea, constipation. And what happens is it may be just a food sensitivity that you're having. So oftentimes I get people that come in, they'll tell me, you know, I'm eating the perfect diet or I'm eating barely any calories, but I'm still getting weight gain. I have water retention. I have bloating. They've diagnosed me with irritable bowel syndrome. Even patients that have had colitis, have had bowel surgery, they can benefit from getting that wellness preventative medicine added to it. And I offer a simple test over in my clinic that is testing for food sensitivities. And stay tuned in because I'm going to continue to talk about this and it'll be in the second half of the show about how you can treat some of these symptoms that you're having. And it really customizes a diet plan. It's going to customize and take away foods that you may be reacting to that you don't even know. So you don't have to deal with bloating. You don't have to deal with constipation. You don't have to deal with this water retention, weight gain, and these other symptoms that so many of us suffer from. You know, you go out, you have eaten something, you wake up the next day, you get swelling in your hands, you get swelling in your feet. It's probably from something that you ate the night before that you're reacting to, and you have no idea that you're reacting to it. Oftentimes people come and they think that I have a food allergy because I have swelling in my lips, I have problems breathing, I have respiratory problems, but that's not looking at the foods that you're eating that may be causing a sensitivity. Now, this organ, your intestine, your stomach is a big organ in the body, and if it's in chronic inflammation, you're not getting the metabolism that you need. You're gaining weight. You get water retention because your body is fighting this chronic inflammation inside your stomach, your intestine, your small bowel continuously on a daily basis to prevent you from getting sick, to prevent you from having constipation and diarrhea. And like I said earlier, is what happens is your immune system just tires out and then eventually it weakens and you get sick. And that's really kind of the theory behind the big colon. And you got to be really particular about what you eat, the foods you eat, the things that you do. And, you know, there's a lot of things out there on the market. You can walk into the grocery store and you see a ton of products on that shelf out there. And people are desperate to find a cure for these things out there to provide them with no fatigue, give them energy. I don't want bloating. I don't want gas. I don't want diarrhea. But it's not the cure-all, listeners. You got to really find the problem that it's causing and get the problem treated so that you don't have to take the medications. It's not normal for people to be on antacids every day. You know, heavy users, there's been surveys out there that people take antacids more than 7 times a week. Now, remember, it's decreasing your immune system. You're going to get sick more frequently. You're going to have these symptoms of bloating, constipation, diarrhea, fatigue, water retention, and even joint pain. You know, I've had patients that even come in, they come in with the weirdest symptoms. I've had ringing in my ears. I've had, you know, joint pain. And I've came to you, I've done this type of testing. And the next thing I know, I feel fantastic. I've got energy. I feel good. And listeners, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about testing, how to treat these type of symptoms, what you can do naturally and not be on these type of medications. You're on It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office number is 702-731-1200.
Prizes can be picked up at the CBS Radio M&K Heating and Cooling box offices located at 7255 South Tenaya Way, Suite 100. If your AC is down, call M&K Heating and Cooling at 702-263-0746. License number 68651.
Let's face it, searching for a dentist to place your implants is difficult. With all the ads for pricing, it's hard to know what's quality or not. That's why at Dream Dental, we offer the best quality and latest technology in implant dentistry. And we use trabecular metal implants, the same technology that orthopedic surgeons use for faster, more predictable healing. Call or text us at 702-24-DREAM for your complimentary consultation. Call or text now, 702-24-DREAM. That's 702-24-DREAM.
After 15 years in Las Vegas, Dollar Loan Center is once again making history. You asked for it, and we listen. You already know that we have the best deal in town when it comes to getting a short-term signature loan up to $2,500. Effective immediately, Dollar Loan Center is now your go-to spot for auto title loans. As always, we lend more and charge less, way less. Get up to $10,000 on your auto title and up to 80% of your vehicle's value. We'll also pay off your current title loans so you can start saving today. We guarantee the best rate. Stop with the hype already and come to your trusted community short-term lender for over 15 years, Dollar Loan Center. Stop by, check us out online at don'tbebroke.com or call 364-LOAN today.
Come to the greatest three-day tattoo show on earth at the South Point Hotel and Casino August 8th through the 10th. The Las Vegas Art Ink Festival will feature over 150 artists, craft beers, and more. You will not want to miss the Metal Militia and Fitz Army Jump Show and Air to Assault performance live at the Art Ink Festival. We're also featuring burlesque shows and body painting all weekend. All of this happening August 8th through the 10th at the South Point Hotel and Casino. For ticket prices, coupons, and more information, visit them at lvartinc.com.
We always talk about Floyd Mayweather. Today, he can actually call himself a fight promoter. The Nevada Athletic Commission has unanimously approved his application to hold a promoter's license. I have a feeling now he can make even more money than he did before.
You know, of course, he's got those cars, he has his girlfriends and stuff. He's got expenses.
Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host of this show. It's Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas, at vitalitymedicalwellness.com. Please check out my website. For those of you that do social media, my Facebook and Twitter account is VitalityLV. My phone number is 702-731-1200. We've been talking about digestive tract issues, people that have reflux, heartburn, diarrhea, bloating, gas pain, constipation, have been diagnosed with conditions like irritable bowel syndrome, have been on medications, and many of my listeners, listen, 77% of adults have taken some type of antacid at some point in time in their life. And we've been talking about how this is not normal for people to take and that the body is out of balance and that you really need to restore and find out what is causing the issue and the problem. Now, listeners, we talked a little bit about the symptoms and things that can happen. And I want to talk about how we can kind of help you diagnose and find out why you need to be taking these type of medications and antacids, or how you can eliminate taking these type of things and really kind of remove and replace and replenish the digestive tract so that you don't need to take these type of medications that may be causing other symptoms that you're experiencing. And remember, everything you take reacts with every other medication that you're taking, or even causes problems in the digestive tract and depletes your natural bacteria, which then causes another problem. So when we talk about food allergies, a lot of people, you think of, when we even say the word allergy, you think about pollens, dust, molds. Food allergies, you know, the most common ones that you see are, you have a reaction to peanuts, can't eat nuts, may have even a soy allergy. What about wheat, shellfish, fish, milk, eggs, tree nuts? That's the things that are most common type of food allergies. And when people think of allergies, they think of you're either having like an anaphylactic reaction where you stop breathing, your heart may even stop, or you're having wheezing, you get a cough, you get a tight throat, you may get nausea, may get abdominal cramps, diarrhea after you drink milk, you're lactose intolerant. But that may not be the only food allergy that you're having. And what we do is we really focus on even the food sensitivities that you may have. And what food sensitivities are, it may have a delayed reaction. You may not even know what you ate 72 hours ago may be causing it some type of inflammation in your stomach that may be giving you heartburn, may giving you bloating, may even give you water retention. You wake up, you got your rings tight on your fingers, you got swelling in your feet, your shoes are a little bit tighter. Most likely, it's probably something that you've been exposed to or even ate. And what happens is it takes up to 72 hours for the IgG antibody to be circulating in the body and affect the immune system. And this is what we look at. We actually do a panel right over at my office that we test IgG testing. We look at 184 foods that you are exposed to, most traditionally wheat, yeast, even some of the spices. And listeners, I even have people that come back and they're testing positive for black pepper, white pepper, and several spices that are on every single food that most of you cook at home with. And if you're eating outside, it's definitely on it because that's what they do to season food so it's not bland and tastes good. But you may be creating an inflammation and reaction in your body that you're spending all of your metabolism on to cure so that you don't get sick. Like I talked earlier, you may have irritable bowel syndrome, you may have constipation, you may have diarrhea. It can even affect people that have arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, you may get joint pains. What about headaches? I tell you, I put a lot of my patients on a food elimination diet and their headaches go away. You get their hormones balanced, you get rid of these foods that they may be having a sensitivity to. Even attention deficit disorder, and I see children over at my practice, and we'll do this food allergy testing on it, and I have parents come back that you almost crave the foods that you react to. I had one kid that came in, and he had attention disorder. He was not sleeping at nighttime, but he was craving apples. He was eating 4 to 5 apples a day, and when we did this type of testing on him, he came back at the highest food sensitivity possible. We got rid of it. He started sleeping better. What about skin conditions? You ever been diagnosed with eczema? You got breakout on your face? You're starting to notice things on your skin you never did? Chronic ear infections can even cause sleep problems. If your body's fighting one of the biggest organs in the body to create inflammation and to heal it constantly, you're not going to sleep. Fatigue, water retention, even people that have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia can benefit from this test because you're not going to be able to fight your immune system and the healing process when you're constantly fighting this inflammation inside the body. So what we do is it's a simple blood test. You take 2 tubes of blood. The test results come back in about 3 weeks. We identify every food out of the 184 that you may be reacting to. We actually have an option that you can create a diet plan, take away all the foods that you've been reacting to for the next 90 days. And listeners, let me tell you, I've had people that have fatigue, they've had bloating, they've been on antacids, they've been on proton pump inhibitors, they've been on sleeping pills, and they come off of these medications by just getting rid of the foods that your body is constantly fighting because you don't realize that is causing the problem. Because we don't think about it when you don't have wheezing, you don't have shortness of breath, you can't see the inside of your colon what's causing inflammation. So if you're suffering from these type of symptoms, it's worth getting the test done. I'm going to do a show special for my listeners today, and we're going to do the food allergy testing for $350. It's going to give you 184 food panel of the foods that you may be sensitive to. And believe me, I've never done one of these and somebody come back and not have some type of food allergy or reaction. Personally, myself, at 184, I had 37 food reactions. 37. I couldn't believe it myself, and I eliminated it, and I had felt so much better. You have energy, you sleep better. The other show special we're going to do is we're going to do this food allergy testing, and we're also going to give you a diet plan for the next 3 months to help you lose weight, increase your energy, sleep better, and that show price is going to be $390. So get the food allergy testing done for $350. You want the diet with it, it's $390. My office number is 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. And we're going to help you create a healthy lifestyle and try to get rid of some of the symptoms that you may be having, including not just bloating, diarrhea, constipation, and even reflux that all of us have experienced sometime in our life, but joint pain, fatigue, sleep problems. This test can really benefit you. And what we want to do is we want to remove the foods that you're eating, do this test, get them out of your diet. We also want to replenish and replace the enzymes that have been depleted in your body because your body is constantly fighting and breaking down food at an overrate. Then what we do is we actually replenish the body. Probiotics, it's a big topic out there. You see it in grocery stores. It's in your health food stores. It's on labels, it's on the TV, it's on media, it's on yogurt, it's in cheese. And probiotics are really microorganisms that attack and keep the intestine heavy. And what happens is not all probiotics are treated equal. And maybe from the medical field, it really frustrates me because marketing and media can sell you anything out there, listeners. But probiotics, sometimes you buy them over the counter, and honestly, they're not even probiotics. It can vary in the potency, the efficiency, and even the safety of what you're taking. There are so many different strains of probiotics out there, and if your probiotic is not listing what strain that you're taking, it's not a probiotic. It's not a real probiotic, and you want to make sure that that's important because taking high dose of probiotics is not going to cure you. There's so many different strains that affect and treat different parts of the body, so there's different strains for the immune system. There's different strains for the digestive tract. There's different strains that, you know, symptoms that you're having, and you want to make sure that you're on the right strain for the things that you're having. So what happens is even we're all under stress. We don't sleep. We all maybe eat unhealthy at some points in time. So we get this disruption in the gut, and then we have good intentions by going out. We see all this marketing advertising to buy a probiotic, but it probably or may not even be doing any good at all. It may be fixing some of your constipation, diarrhea problems, but again, if it doesn't identify the strain, it may not even be a probiotic at all. And the potency listed on the date of production and not on the date of expiration. So what they'll do is on the box of that or on the bottle, they're going to list an expiration date based on the date that it was produced, not when it really expires. So there's a lot of myths out there too about, does it need to be refrigerated? Does it not need to be refrigerated? And you know, one of the biggest things is when them probiotics are shipped to a store, how are they shipped? Are they shipped in temperature-controlled environment, or are they shipped in a truck that's hot, been sitting outside, sat overnight in good old Las Vegas where it's 110 degrees? So it's important that you're on a good strain, and I feel that we can really help you get on a good supplement program, really replenish the GI tract, and get rid of these symptoms that you may be experiencing. And bloating, diarrhea, constipation, reflux, these things are not normal. So if you've been diagnosed with them, I want you to give my office a call. It's 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. Again, it's 702-731-1200. I am Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and we're going to be right back after this break.
Health and Vitality with Christy Thomas, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, can now be heard every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Learn what you need to know about preventative medicine, the latest therapies available to increase energy. Advice will be given to lose weight, attack the aging process, and get that vitality back. The doctor will be taking your calls and setting you straight on just what your body needs. Don't miss Health and Vitality with Christy Thomas, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m.
There's a lot of famous brothers out there, but have you heard the Retirement Brothers?
We have a fun show to talk about retirement and all things that concern seniors and retirees.
If you're thinking about retirement or are now retired, let's come up with a sound plan moving forward that's not volatile.
My focus is to help people accomplish those goals.
Join the Retirement Brothers Saturday afternoons at 5
for a light, enjoyable conversation about serious retirement topics
on FM News 100.5 KXNT. Find out more at AshtonStrobel.com.
Thousands of studies have proven laser therapy patients benefit from laser treatments. Dr. John Morley has relieved his patients suffering with discomfort and pain. Now this new laser technology can change the way you live your life. Eliminate excruciating pain with this advanced therapeutic laser that provides a painless treatment for pain causing discomfort, inflammation, swelling, muscle spasms, and stiffness. Stop living with chronic pain. Visit LVLaserDoc.com or call today for a free consultation and free initial treatment. 702-806-5078. Listen to what Mark has to say.
Hello, my name is Mark Whitney, and I suffer from chronic knee and shoulder pain. Looking for relief, I turned to Dr. Morley and his new laser therapy. I can now play more golf, and I have returned to the gym for the first time in years. I've had a great increase in my quality of life.
Now it's your turn to live pain-free. Visit LVLaserDoc.com or call now 702-806-5078.
Keeping you up to date, FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back, listeners. We're right back on It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. And listeners, I've got a great guest with me for the last half of the show. It's Dr. Luzad with Spinal Care of right here in Las Vegas. He's been practicing here since 2000, and we're going to be talking about chiropractic care and how it's different and what he offers over at his practice that's different than traditional chiropractic care. There's no popping, there's no force, there's no cracking, there's no twisting. Don't be afraid. I've even heard it in my own practice, Dr. Luzad, about how people are afraid to go to the chiropractor. And we're going to clear up some of the myths and talk about some of the things that you do in your practice. So welcome to the show.
Kind of takes all the fun out of it, no twist and crack and popping, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, but that scares me myself a little bit. So,
you know, when I was in chiropractic school, listen, there's 250 ways to do chiropractic, literally. They're all, a doctor develops a technique, they run seminars. It's basically all the same idea, and that's to get pressure off a nerve. Because if you can get pressure off a nerve, you start to help the body solve things like numbness, burning, tingling, pain, aches. Things that you might normally get a shot for, pop a pill for, or God forbid eventually have surgery for. The whole name of the game is to get pressure off the nervous system. So when I was in chiropractic school, my mother actually said to me, if you do the twist and cracking stuff, you can't adjust me. So I knew I had to find another way, and I got in a bad wreck myself about halfway through school. I mean, I was the type of guy that I was just going to every seminar, following around every doctor. I was traveling around the U.S., trying to follow doctors around, finding the best approach I could. And I got in a bad wreck about midway through. This is down in Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, if you've ever been in Georgia, like every street is a highway. So, you know, it's all 60 miles an hour and I'm turning right. There's a kid on a bike. I can't turn. I look up in my rearview mirror and, Doc, I saw this big white pickup truck barreling down on me.
No.
And I said, darn. And, you know, it smacked me. I spun around 180 degrees, put me in a ditch. They took me to the hospital, and I sort of came to, and the doc had a tray full of pills in his hand, and, you know, of course, I was like, yeah, I practice natural medicine. I'm not taking this poison. And, I got home. I took the pills, and they were great. I mean, that stuff is good. And, you know, I got up the next day, and, you know, I couldn't barely pick my head up. I had nerve pain into my hands. I could barely button my shirt. But, you know, listen, I respect there's a time and place for drugs and surgery, but, you know, we try to solve things as natural as we can first. And I didn't want to get my own neck cracked because I was already in pain. I was already suffering, even though that's the type of chiropractic I was learning. One of my instructors, a guy named Dr. Russell Friedman, still practices down in Atlanta, Georgia, said, no, we're going to do it different. He said, I've got a gentle approach to this thing. And he took me in and we did a set of x-rays different than I've ever had done before. So they're different than in a medical office, different than in a hospital. And he spent a lot of time analyzing them. He comes back into the room. He said, lay on your side. And I did. And he gave me this just gentle, it was nothing more than a gentle tap on the side of the neck. And Doc, I'm telling you, I got up off that table. I looked at him and I said, what is this, voodoo? You barely touched me. And I got in my car, and for the first time, I could put my hand behind the driver's seat. My neck turned without my body. You know, before that, I had frozen man syndrome, where you move as one unit. And I went back a few times, and it was the most amazing thing. He said, you know what? We're going to do this a series of times, but you don't have to come back over and over again the rest of your life. So I went on to study the technique. It's called NUCA, the NUCA chiropractic method. And you know, listen, if you've listened to AM radio for the last 10, 15 years, there's no doubt you've heard me on a show talking about this, but it's a gentle and safe approach to solving pain, getting pressure off nerves. And Doc, it's just a gentle alternative to chiropractic.
And what does that technique really entail? It's kind of based on the body's position, and it relieves stress, tension, and kind of pressure from the whole body, being that our head is so heavy and it's kind of got to be centerized, right?
You know, and that's a great way to put it. You know, the human head is about the same weight as a bowling ball. So I know, you know.
We don't think of that, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just, okay, look at your significant other. If they're sitting across from you or in the car, and I know this is going to be really difficult, picture a big old bowling ball right on top of their shoulders. Men's heads tend to be a little thicker than women's, heavier. Men's heads tend to weigh a little heavier than women's. And if you just imagine it tilts off one way or the other, the body will twist and turn underneath that to compensate. So this can go back to an old injury you might have had as a kid. I see infants. I see children. This was Thursday. I was in the office, and we saw an emergency patient. She's, I think, 12 years old, and a mother didn't speak English. They brought a friend in as a translator. So we had the consultation. And so this is a little girl who has bad back pain. And when they said back pain, this is neck, back, low back pain. And I asked her, I said, well, how long has this been going on for? And she goes, my whole life, which basically meant 12, 13 years.
12 years old.
So a lot of times what happens, and I have an additional certification in chiropractic pediatrics. So what we mainly studied was damage that can occur in the birth process, childhood falls. You know, it's basically a kid's job to fall down 1,000 times a day without mom and dad seeing. So what we did, just like we do with every single patient that comes in, we take our time and we listen. And I mean truly listen. I think docs got to have to, we got to get back to the old way of truly listening to our patients. And then we do a series of our unique exams, which are going to be usually different than any type of chiropractic, any physical therapy that you've been through. Based on that, we took some x-rays. And again, the key to our success is the unique x-rays that we take are from different angles. They're different. So that's why we help things that have been through chiropractic that haven't been able to be solved elsewhere. I'm going to take a couple hours study them. Now, they came back that afternoon. We took a look at that x-ray, and her low back looked like the letter C. I mean, it was just bent over and as clear as day. And I said to mom, I said, listen, I can't straighten it out. It's been in there 10, 12 years. But what I believe I can do is I believe I can slow down the decay process, get some relief, get her feeling well, and then make sure she never has to be in a brace again. But doc, that's what we do, is we do a two-day workup, and that's the key to our success. Is I'm really, really good at screening out who I can help and who I can't help.
Exactly, and I love the two-day process. So what happens is you make an appointment, you come in, you get your symptoms, you tell Dr. Luzzad what's been bothering you. He's going to ask you lots of questions and really get to the bottom of what is causing this problem. He's going to do these x-rays, and then kind of what happens after that?
Okay, so once we take the pictures, we're going to spend about an hour or two studying the x-rays, studying the exams. So typically we're going to schedule the patient with their family. And listen, I just about, I'm not afraid of doctors myself. I don't particularly love going. Again, I try to solve things naturally. But, I just about never go to a doctor without bringing someone close to me with me. So we always recommend the patient bring their spouse, significant other, parents, best friend. And then the next visit, you're certainly going to come back with your family. And about 1 out of 10 times, I'll sit down with the patient and just let them know, you know what, I don't think you're a good candidate for what we do. We're looking for specific signs, sometimes specific symptoms in the exams, in the x-rays. And if I can't help someone, listen, I'll just turn around and give them the x-rays. But I'll know enough at that point to point them in the right direction. So we are actually a great primary care venue to be able to refer to other docs if I don't think they're a good candidate. And by that specifically, we're looking for certain misalignments on x-ray. We're looking for certain distortions in posture, lack of range of motion. There's about 10, 12 things I look for. But if I can help a patient, what we're going to do is we're going to show them what's wrong on the pictures. We're going to talk about how long it's going to take. So basically, I'm going to give a game plan. Here's how long this thing will take. Here's what it'll cost. We'll call, check the insurance company and see if they kick you anything back. And, basically go from there, start treatment that day. And then we want to set up a plan where every 30 days we want to do a re-exam to make sure we're heading in the right direction. And towards the end of care, I do a class every month. And the class is important. I donate my time basically back to our patients to teach them stretching, posture, sitting, sleeping, everything you need to know to get the most out of care. So the main difference with what we do is, again, number one, it's gentle and safe. So if someone has, for example, headaches, migraines, which cause you to just want to turn out the lights, tell the world to go away, fibromyalgia, pain throughout the body, horrible sleep, pinched nerve, which is numbness, burning, tingling, aches, pain anywhere in the body, you could be a great candidate for what we do. And then not only is the approach gentle and safe, we want to do it in such a way where down the road you're not coming back, every single day to the chiropractor the rest of your life. So there's an end point that we want to get to and turn your health back over to you, the patient.
Exactly. And I wanted to mention, because we're going to go to break here in a few minutes and get this out to our listeners here, the two-day consultation is $180 in your office, and Dr. Luzzad is going to offer this special to our listeners today, and he's going to do that for the first 20 callers to his office for $37. And Dr. Luzzad, give the contact information to our listeners for me.
Sure. Not my idea. Our staff's idea. They get excited when I go on the radio because the phones just light up. But we got to limit it to 20 callers to 702-566-HOPE. That's 702-566-HOPE. 4673. And how it'll work is, gosh, what day are we? We're Saturday. So we're not in the office now, but what they'll do is they'll take the calls first thing Monday morning in order that they were left on the answering machine and just tell them you heard us on CBS Radio, and they'll schedule you for a two-day workup. Normally, they charge $180. We'll do the first 20 callers for $37. The only caveat to that is per Medicare law, they don't let us give the whole ball of wax away to folks 65 and over. But I can still do a free consultation for 65 and over. But again, if you're in the first 20 callers to 702-566-4673-702-566-HOPE, we're going to see if we can help.
That sounds great. So if you're suffering from these joint pains, muscle pains, you got headaches, you know, Dr. Lazar is going to do this great consultation. He's going to offer you, you know, a free consultation if you're 65 and older, and then this discount, and really is going to focus on and give you a plan that can help you other than traditional medicine of being on these chronic pain medications, which you and I both know they all cause side effects. And then oftentimes people mix them with 10 other drugs that cause another side effect. And, you know, oftentimes they don't even fix the problem. They're just masking the problem that they have or even creating another problem. I know being drowsy and sleepy, and who wants to live a lifestyle of that when you can really, you know, reach out to Dr. Lazard and get this symptoms treated and live a good, you know, quality of life. And it's almost time to take a break. And we're going to just wrap up this segment. We're going to be right back with Dr. Luzad right here on FM News 100.5 on It's Your Health and Vitality. Please feel free, listeners, take down the number if you want to call in, ask him questions. The number is 702-733-5968. We're going to be right back after the break taking your calls and talking more about chiropractic care.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, doctor of nursing practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on KXNT News Talk every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
I'm hanging out with Cliff Miller of MJ Christensen's. And due to the overwhelming response of MJ Christensen's $3 million remaining inventory event, MJ's liquidation sale will be held over until everything is gone.
That's right. Don't miss this final opportunity to save 40, 50, 60, up to 70% off and over $3 million in remaining inventory.
MJ has stood for quality for over 75 years. And now you can own some truly exceptional fine jewelry at liquidation prices that MJ can never repeat again. Diamond engagement rings, loose diamonds, fine gold or silver jewelry, gems, all held over at drastically reduced prices.
Hurry in and take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime jewelry event with savings up to 70% during our $3 million remaining inventory sale.
Plus, MJ is offering deferred interest and equal payment terms over 12 or 18 months with approved credit. See store for details. Exclusively at MJ Christensen Diamonds in Henderson or Boca Park.
Southern Nevada's largest radio news team, FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back, listeners. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. You are tuned in right here on It's Your Health and Vitality. We've been talking to Dr. Luzad with Spinal Care of Nevada right here in Las Vegas, and I want to give you the contact number for him again. It is 702-566-HOPE, H-O-P-E, or 702-566-HOPE. 800-480-4673. Right before we went to break, he's offering a great special to the listeners of this show. You're going to get your first two visits for $37. If you're on Medicare, he's going to do a free consultation, go over a plan, see if he can help you. So if you get these joint pain, muscle aches, headaches, Dr. Lazad can help you with a lot of this other than what traditional medicine can, and really get to the cure and the problem of what may be causing the pain. So Dr. Lazad, we were talking a little bit on break and kind of, who can you really help? Is there anybody that really can't help? Because I know a lot of people say, well, I have bone thinning. I can't do this. I've had spinal surgery. I can't go to see a chiropractor. But I really think that's a myth out there. And I want you to tell listeners, you know, kind of about that.
There's certainly a group of people that we screen immediately to medical intervention. So if you're having, if your problem has got to the point where you have pain in your lower body and it's going into your groin and it hurts to go into the bathroom, that's an immediate referral to medical attention. If we see signs of cancer or spinal infection, they're out the door right away. And I screen for all that. But the amazing thing is because the NuCA procedure that we use is such a more gentle alternative to chiropractic, there's no twisting, cracking, popping. It's a very safe and gentle approach. We're able to see a very wide range of patients. So this goes from children, 3 months old, to men and women with severe osteoporosis and osteopenia who've been told, listen, you can't go see a chiropractor, or folks who've been told you have to have surgery. You know, this is a real gray area when someone has to have surgery and when they don't. You absolutely need to sit down with us for a consult if you've been told you have to have surgery, because here's the deal. A lot of times when there's severe disc degeneration and severe pressure on a nerve, what it feels like is radiating pain, numbness, burning, tingling, even weakness into the legs, could be into the feet, could be into the arms or hands. That can be a sign for surgery, but at the same time, there may still be a window for what we'd consider conservative care, even if you've been through standard chiropractic and physical therapy. So I'll help people, Doc, who've even had spinal fusion. We've seen folks who've had rods, plates, screws, cages, pretty much Home Depot put into their spine. And what ends up happening is the areas above and below continue to decay and get worse, so they have to go back a year later, 10 years later, and have more surgery. And so it's very common for people to show up in my office after one or two surgeries and say, is there a way out of this thing? And a lot of times there is.
So listeners, don't be afraid that some of the conditions that you may have been told that you can't go see traditional chiropractic care, this is a way to get, you know, treatment and help. And he's going to be up front. He's going to be honest with you. We have a caller on the line. It's Rick. Welcome to the show, Rick.
Good morning. Good morning. I had a whiplash about 10 years ago, and the first 5 years of that after that was really terrible. I had limited movement on my neck and stuff. But what happened was I chipped one of the upper neck bones. It was just chipped, and so I was at a chiropractor, and they helped me quite a bit through the first 5 years or so, and then I was able to get along pretty well after that. But my main concern now is that every once in a while I have to I get a lot of stress on my back, and I have to get an adjustment on my back and straighten it out. But my main concern is I cannot sleep on a pillow. I have to sleep straight across, and I have to sleep on my back and without turning over at all. What do you think?
Hey, Rick, you know what? You cut out for a minute there, but I'm going to answer what I heard, and that's your main problem is how you're sleeping. So I'll just give everybody a little bit of advice, and that's without a doubt the safest way to sleep is on your back. The worst place to sleep is on your stomach. Even when you're on your side and you slip a pillow in between your knees or you hug a pillow, you don't end up that way. You end up in some sort of pretzel-bent position. So that old Craftmatic adjustable bed is actually the best position, and a lot of times you have to learn to sleep that way, so you practice. But here's the other thing of it, too. We spend a lot of money on mattresses and pillows when most of the time our bodies are just in an unbalanced position. So beyond a shadow of a doubt, not being able to get good sleep or get into a comfortable position makes somebody a good candidate for a consultation. So what I'll definitely do with you is sit down. We'll run a series of posture tests to see if the work that we do can help you get a better night's sleep.
Excellent.
Okay.
Hope that answered your question, Rick. Thanks for calling. So we've been talking about chiropractic care and how it can help you. It doesn't have to be popping. It doesn't have to be forceful. It doesn't have to be this twisting technique that a lot of people are scared of and really don't seek out chiropractic care. And, you know, some of the symptoms, what are some of the common symptoms that you see come in that you can really help patients with? Because I know a lot of our listeners have this and they don't really think that they can reach out, or what can chiropractic care do for them, even with simple symptoms?
Okay, well, you've got all the standard conditions that you might normally associate with chiropractic. So certainly pain anywhere along the spine, neck pain, mid-back pain, you know, sort of that spot on your back that you can't quite itch, but it burns. People who carry a lot of stress in their shoulders. You know, pain in the low back, and what you do if you reach around to your back, and of course you got your spine in the middle, but if you go a little bit to the right or left, you got that bump back there. That's your SI joint. A lot of folks have pain right there. And of course, if it's so badly damaged that it's pressing a nerve, it'll start to feel like what's called sciatica, which is a burning, numbing, shooting pain into your, you know, the official medical term is rear end, all the way down to the knees, all the way down to the toes. Then we get into the knees and the hips and the joints, and it just through alignment, that can be made better. Well, let's talk about a condition that we see quite a bit. It's called neuropathy, or diabetic neuropathy. And really what this is, it's an irritation to the nerve fibers. So they send signals down into the feet of burning, kind of a dead feeling, numbing. And I wouldn't go so far as to say it's misdiagnosed, but a lot of times docs say, well, it's related to diabetes and you're put on medication. And whether you're diagnosed with quote-unquote diabetic neuropathy or neuropathy, you still more than likely just have compression in the lower nerves of your spine. And, you know, here's the thing with that is, well, I've never claimed to cure, you know, even back pain or neuropathy or sciatica, because all I really do through a very gentle and safe chiropractic technique called the NUCA method is we just get pressure off of the nerves so the body can heal itself. So in the case of neuropathy, when you have compression on the nerves in the lower part of your spine, it can cause hip pain, knee pain, problems into the feet. But understand this too. Those same nerves that come out of the lower part of the spine, they don't just control pain and numbness and burning. They also come around to the male and female organs, cause prostate problems. It comes around to the stomach area, can cause indigestion, can cause heartburn. You know, the nerves in the sort of the middle lower of the back, when you have pain in that area, those nerves come around to what's called the ileocecal valve. That's the junction between the large and small intestine, a condition called irritable bowel syndrome. And, you know, I've never claimed to cure certainly constipation, diarrhea, but at the same time, I can't tell you the number of times we've helped pain in that area. And 3, 4, 5 months later, someone says, "Doc, you're not going to believe this. I'm more regular in the bathroom." Because, again, all we're doing is getting pressure off the nerves. How about the top of the spine? You know, when somebody has pain into the face or pain into the head, the worst pain on the planet is something called trigeminal neuralgia. A patient once said to me, it feels like, you know, you pry a tooth out and jab the live nerve with aluminum foil. When you have that sort of pain, you'll do just about anything to get away from it. There's been plenty of research to say that the upper cervical methods we use can help with that, because again, it's the area that we're working, top of the neck, that's the brainstem. So even if you have pain throughout the body, if we just, you know, more or less get your head on straight, that can help pain and problems from head to toe. But think about this too. When you have compression at the very top of the neck, yes, it can cause neck pain, can cause headaches, can cause problems into the hands and wrists, but pressure on the brainstem can also cause balance problem, equilibrium disorders, ringing into the ears, you know, even problems into the thyroid gland. And if we get pressure off that, a lot of times that can help. So that's why we do the 2-day workup again, Doc. We'll do a 2-day workup to see if we can help. Normally 180. First 20 callers will be $37. We got to take you in order of how you call. 702-566-HOPE. 702-566-4673.
Excellent. And I'm so excited to have you on the show today right here on It's Your Health and Vitality. Dr. Lazad, thank you for joining us and providing our listeners with a lot of myths out there about chiropractic care and how you can help them. So listeners, please call his office today. He's taking calls right on his answering service. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. And we'll be back next week talking about DermaRoller.